band into Uncle John's band from Dick's Picks 29/5/1977. Then we had some Bob Dylan, If Not For You, and finished up with Fish, the song Stash from A Picture of Nectar. And as always, this is Faces Made for Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Just in case you reckon. looking at the face, center to me. Can tell her I've been looking for with a flashlight. You can't tell a nigga nothing, cause I got my cash right. And tell her if she under some promise, stay true. Make sure when you tell her we're going past the moon. Turn on the lights, I'm looking for her too. I heard she keep her promises, ain't never turn on you.
Hello, this is Debbie from Medford. Welcome back to Egg Hour after a week hiatus, aka that's how the schedule works. It's a solo session tonight, so I guess it's just gonna be you and me, baby. For the egg question, if my past week was an egg dish, it would probably be a soft boiled egg, which I just mastered a few dinners ago. Made one for a soup I made, or like a I don't know. It was noodles with some broth that was far too decadent, and I couldn't finish it because it was just coconut milk and peanut butter, which is not a base for something that you want to be drinking. Or I guess possibly, but it's definitely very decadent. But speaking of decadence, I've definitely been thinking of extravagance, which is the upcoming theme of the current SU, Currents Mag, Tufts University. SMFA collaboration, and I'm making a playlist for it, and I'm thinking of like extravagance and music. So that makes me think of like, I don't know, like sonic maximalism, like, you know, like all the bells and whistles, like every, like it's just full of sound and like makes you feel like you're draped in velvet in the bathtub of champagne and caviar and all this other rich, decadent material. I feel like I speak in, like, I think I have a vocabulary of, like, maybe 18 words, and half of them are fabric names, like cashmere and velvet and silk sometimes. I don't know. Yeah, definitely synonyms and fabric names. That's kind of what I'm limited to. But just there, the first song of the night, we had Turn on the Lights by Future, because cuffing season is beginning, and we want to tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. That is possibly my favorite Future song of recent times. Of course, in the summer, it was Fresh Air, because that's like sandy, lofty tune. But I think it's kind of strange. For full disclosure, I'm like getting really heavy into Future now, because that's what my ex-boyfriend listened to, and maybe I just had to separate to really enjoy Future Hendrix. But all right, back to the tunes. Upcoming is my favorite song of the past 24 hours that my dear friend Lucia sent to me. Shout out to her for the suggestion.
Cholo bush, you see her lips are lambing ones to fall. The horizon takes a trip along her body. Staring at the posters on your wall as they talk about my chances. Boy, you're so tragic. Baby,
you do, but I bet you
Quick welcome back before I go back to the music. Yeah, shout out to Lucia, Charlotte Solorzano, who's listening right now. I love you a lot. You're the best, and I value our friendship. And thank you for showing me that song, because it is so freaking good. It's like the one song that I've been listening to today, besides that Future song that I just played. So, yeah. Right. Yeah, I just really like the vibe of that. It takes me back for some reason to music that I listened to, like, my first semester of university ever. I don't know what it is. I like don't know how to describe it, but like how I was talking to someone in my class, my anthropology, like digital world media infrastructure class today, because I just struck up a conversation because I am feeling really talkative lately. I don't know why. Like the planets must be in like reggaeton or something, or Venus in radioactive retrograde. But like I like post Tumblr, like I don't know, like post-Tumblr music, like something very, like, I don't know, but I'm gonna play another song that, like, reminds me of that vibe, reminds me of music that I listened to first semester, and tell me if you, call in if you have any thoughts on how would you describe it.
She rolled up in the Beamer, couldn't have looked cleaner. Skin like coffee, color with lil' creamer. Sin City, since I've been thinking all of these thoughts in my head, she probably shoot me dead. Goddamn, she got the hoops on, hair bun up in two, just like a nunchuck. Would I give a fuck? I need to mature myself up, but I fell in love right when she said, I wanna count the freckles on your face, rearrange and put them in the same place. I'm obsessed. Movie tics, freeze frame, grab your hand.
me how you feel, tell me how you feel. Never felt real, never felt real.
That you only wanted me tonight.
Little flames, little flames. Little flames, little flames. Little flames, little flames, little flames. Don't you take a fight, little flames.
Johnson, how you doing, baby?
Fat old ass.
Huh? Oh my gosh. Why would you say that? I got a son.
I want that.
I got a son.
Charlie, I know you got a son. Listen.
I need me a chica mama, old lady. Foxy mama, sophisticated. Sugar mama, old lady. Foxy mama, sophisticated. Old age don't mean nothing to me. Wise man said age ain't nothing but a number.
Why'd you say that?
Young girl, she don't give me jokes, I'm a reference.
Old lady,
she ain't with the tech or the messages.
Young girl,
love dance getting sort of decadent.
Old lady,
tied up, she ain't even stressing kids.
You can't cook me a plate after we make ready to date. I ain't your man. You don't know your body. You don't know your body.
I need me a sugar mama. Old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated. Sugar mama, old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated. Old age don't mean nothing to me. Wise men said age ain't nothing but a number.
Let me holler to you. Little baby, little heart, I break it. I'm chasing me a side, I leave it. She paying for the wine, dining, worried for my time, I'd even deny my staying overnight. I'm seeing, I'm just fly by, banging. I take what she supply, my favorite. Anytime I see my line start ringing, that's some part time loving from the heart I bring it.
Young girl,
she ain't even got that arch in her bag. Treat it special cause she know how to act.
Young girl,
never knew in an ocean so blue. She just here for the view. When I need me a sugar mama, old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated. Sugar mama, old lady, foxy mama, sophisticated.
All days don't mean nothing to me. Wise men say age ain't nothing but a number.
Why'd you say that?
Welcome back. We just added some Matt Champion, which I was talking to my friend Lucia, and I think we honed in on the aesthetic that we're talking about. So sad boy SoundCloud undertones, like they're sad and grew up and were forced to listen to SoundCloud by their classmates, but they're always a little bit alt, and I think that's, you know, pretty fair. Then we had some Cody Shane to further honor Lucia listening. I don't know if she still is, but I love her a lot, so I'm going to honor her with that. Cody Shane is so good. If you don't listen to her, you got to change that. You got to get on that right now. And then Masego with Sir from his latest album. I'm actually seeing him tomorrow, and I'm so amped. I feel like it's just going to be a buttery experience all around. This is completely unrelated, but I took my shoes off so I could dance in the studio naturally. And I'm just looking back at my shoes. I have really tiny feet. Like, they're very small. Lucia's still listening. I know that you all cared a lot about whether or not she was, and I just, if in case you were worried, she is. But speaking of things, WFO is having our Spooky Silent Disco in about a week, next Thursday, the first Halloween weekend. Since Halloween is on a Wednesday, so I don't know if you know that, but that means you get two Halloween weekends, technically. So you can get spooky two times, like twice. Yeah, call in if you have a nice Halloween costume plan. I'm planning on being Miss Frizzle, because, I mean, I'm already kind of Miss Frizzle in real life, but I'm trying to, like, further that and make it even more exaggerated, because she is, in all respects, an inspiration of mine. But speaking of other inspirations, The Matrix, which I think about The Matrix, like, 45 times a day, and talking about The Matrix, I'm just going on tangents, because I am alone, do not know what to talk about. Charlie XCX just released a freaking bop, but it's like a nostalgic throwback to like Y2K and like 90s culture, so I'm going to cue that up, and I hope you enjoy.
I just wanna go back to 1999. No money, no problem, it was easy back then. Oh, wish it
dumb and so young. My room singing Michael Jackson. Nah, under pressure. Those days it was so much better. Feeling cool in my youth, I'm asking, does anyone remember how we did it back then?
Hi. la pasión letal no va a matarnos. No puedo confiar, ya ves, nos encontramos. Tú y yo, los dos, tocando el cielo. El amor sin control es tan perfecto.
Siento.
Welcome back. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs, germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society from your friends at WFO Medford. All right, so we had a few bops. We had Jungle Pussy, who I am seeing later this month and super excited for. She's another person where if you're not listening to her, you got to get started on that because she is truly a living icon. She is incredible. So just like her music is immaculate. Her as a person is just life-changing, and I'm so excited to see her live and just like have everything in my life turned upside down and then shaken and then broken and then rebuilt and put back together and like more fantastic. And then a pretty silky velvety bop with Manicure by Sports. Sports was actually had a performance here I think about like 2 years ago in either 2016 or 2017. Apple Jam brought them on campus, and I didn't go, but I heard it was pretty darn good. But last Friday, just a few days ago, Apple Jam brought Man Wolves, and that was amazing. That was such a good show. If you didn't manage to get out to it, I definitely suggest you like check out their discography, just because it's really, just really good. And live there, that was probably one of the, like the most fun shows that I've been to at Tufts. And then we also had Miguel, the Spanish version of Banana Clip, which I think is really nice. It's just very, like, I feel like I'm floating in, like, a sea in the sunset with that one. All right, back to the tunes.
Bumming out the 808, your pants sweat the 8 in me. I switch it to a 36, that 36 that fade away. Fade away, that fade away. Kobe with the fade away, I throw it back to 88. Them Jordan years at 23, 23 now I'm the boss. I ain't never lost. I'm going down a road for my own cause. My own cause, my own cause. Baby don't be stressing cause I don't want to hear loss. Do you really need it? I believe it. What you want, I got to give it. Do you need it? Cause I want it. Without that, I'm not leaving. I'm twisted, I'm falling. Trip like it's acid, but no drugs I don't need. Got no prescriptions, I'm failing, I saw it. Coming from miles away. If you're not about it, then we are torn today. On the highway, feeling so nostalgic. That throwback back in the day, those beach days. That summer, you on my side. In nice weather, I don't need no news. All I need is you. Rather go broke than to pay my dues. 45 at 45, 15 to midnight. Watching and listening, pitch black, alright. I need it, I need it. I am addicted, but no intervention. Cause I would deny it, like Zion, a lion. Lying about feelings, fucked up so I can just go and hide it. I'm sitting in the studio,
with Julio, just trying to get to you, baby. But the song's so fucking dope that I'm trying to get to you, baby. Got my 808s, fucked up the ground shakes. Upstate New York, Chicago to LA. Ball out, did it just for two. I'm saving this money, but we'll spend it for you. Get it fixed for the fist for five, post up at least till nine. Got my huggy, my buddy, my druggy, my all mine. My all mine, my all right. Speaking up my own rhyme, down on my luck, and it seems that it's all time. Then I see a light at the end of the tunnel. I ain't waiting, somebody just pass me a paddle. Paddle upstream, upstream, stream this, groove this, listen, groove this. My sides are hurting from all this working, working like Shabba, Shabba like something, something like one drop that reggae connected like Bluetooth, Bluetooth like hands-free.
My God.
I'm thinking about I can't tell the difference between Cole Sprouse and the other one. Is it Dylan? I don't know, but I can't tell the difference. I was just, like, on my Instagram Explore feed, and he's always on it. I don't know why, but I always get, like, Riverdale content on my Explore feed for Instagram, even though I have absolutely no interest in watching the show. But speaking of shows, I actually started watching Black Mirror, which I really like. I was told to watch it, like, a month ago by someone that I unfortunately had to meet. And I was hesitant at first because I don't really like watching TV or, like, I don't know, like, binging isn't really my thing because I would rather, like, dilly-dally away on my phone than, like, actually commit to something because commitment issues. But Black Mirror is really good. I watched a few. It feels more like a movie because it's, like, an anthology series rather than, like, a season thing that you have to watch continually, which is what I really hate. I don't know. I definitely recommend it. So just then we had a few tracks, Old Brockhampton, of their 2016 album, All American Trash, which I kind of like better than Saturation albums, don't hate me for that, and then Rory was Cigarette Song. I think Rory was an industry plant, but I think everyone thinks that. All right, back to, let's see, I don't know, it's always trying to figure out what to this is Dubinfo Medford, and let's get back.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm about a bit ado. Upcoming, you should have another excellent radio show. I feel like it is the sleepiest weather today because I am feeling so lethargic right now. Whew, something about clouds and like scarlet leaves on the ground. There's something very lullaby-esque about it. But this has been Egg Hour. Thank you so much for